Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with today's A's pitcher, Daniel Mingden. Let's talk about last year just for a moment when you got traded over to the A's from the Astros organization after growing up in Houston. That had to be a little bit of a letdown.
Oh, yeah, I was a little disappointed, but when it comes down to it, it's a business. And, you know, the Astros are making a push, and we knew trades were going to happen. It was kind of funny. We were in a high A in Lancaster talking about it, and we were kind of joking that, oh, they're not going to trade you, Mingden. You're from Houston. You have a little safety blanket over you. And I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, yeah, you know, they probably want to keep the hometown kid possibly. But, yeah, I got a call at 9 in the morning when I was sleeping, and Nottingham texted me and was like, dude, we just got traded. I was like, this is, like, it was so weird. I was disappointed, but, yeah. You know, for me and, like, my career, it was, you know, the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Sure,
yeah. Being the A system was not as good as the Astros, that? You know, because the Astros are so stacked all the way around.
Yeah.
I'd probably be so stuck in Double-A maybe right now, or maybe possibly in Triple-A with the Astros because they're so stacked. But, you know, getting a chance to be with the A's, and now I'm here, so. Yeah.
You took advantage of the opportunity, and sometimes it's just a matter of being at the right place at the right time. How do you feel it's gone so far in your first six starts as a major leaguer? You feel pretty good?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. You know, like you were saying, I knew I was throwing pretty well, you know, Double-A, Triple-A, but I was like, yeah, they'll sit on me. I'll be here till, you know, September probably. Yeah. And, you know, like you said, with injuries, perfect timing, you know, I got a chance and opportunity, and, you know, I'm trying to do as best I can with the opportunity. I think I'm doing pretty good. You know, last couple starts been, you know, so-so, not very good. But, you know, we all have our ups and our downs. It's just controlling and being consistent as much as we can.
What do you want to do to become more consistent? Is this about location, changing speeds? What do you got to do?
Oh, yeah, you know, location and the executing pitches, especially two-strike pitches. You know, runners in scoring position, you really got to make a good pitch. And, you know, I feel like lately I've been running into problems is not executing the 1-2 and the 0-2 pitches.
Interesting windup, obviously, with a double pump, you triple pump sometimes, and single pump, whatever you got to do. How did that originate?
It was kind of back in college. I kind of did like a single, or most of the time in college, it's single, occasional double. And then when I got to the Astros, they didn't allow me to do it.
Really?
And so when I got traded back to the A's, I was like, hey, do you mind if I do my windup? And our pitching coach in high A, who's now in Triple-A, Rick Rodriguez, was like, I don't know how you pitch. Whatever you show me in this bullpen is how I think you pitch. And I was like, all right. So I kind of just went back to it. But it was in a kind of in like a high school, college. I wasn't throwing very well, and I was thinking about good pitchers I liked. And I just threw in, you know, Dontrell Willis, Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit, Roy Oswalt, and kind of just threw everything together and just did a little bit of every single one in my head. You know, the over the head, the Roger and the Andy, and then like big leg kick and kind of the, like the twist and then the little hitch, and just it kind of just all flowed together, and I started throwing well, and now we're here.
Did you feel like your rhythm just allowed your hand to get in the right spot for your release point and everything started moving better?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's all timing. People ask, oh, you're trying to see the hitter, to see the hitter.
Yeah.
It's all timing based on, you know, like the pumps and everything at my feet and just timing up with my hands and everything.
Yeah. Last thing with today's starter for the A's, Daniel Mingden. You went to Westside High School. What was it like growing up there? Were you an Astros fan then?
Oh, yeah. Since I was born, been Texans, Rockets, Houston, Astros fan my whole life. And, you know, I'm still a fan. I was still technically consider myself a fan. But, you know, it's like I said, it's a business. And I love Houston. I'm living there in the offseason. Work out there in the offseason. You know, maybe one day, we never know. You never know how careers go. Yeah, over time, you know, trades, you know, later in life. But, yeah, you know, I'd love to play in Houston again. You know, they were great for me at the time being. But, you know, they traded me over because they had to, you know, making a push and got cash for the playoffs and everything. But, yeah, A's have been great to me. Ash has been great. I love both of them.
There you go. That's Daniel Mingden. Good luck today, and thanks for catching up.
Thank you very much.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 1973, knuckleballing lefty Wilbur Wood took the mound at Yankee Stadium with an 8-game winning streak against the Bombers. That ended with 6 runs in the first inning. Because Wood was the ace of the White Sox staff back then, and because he had thrown only 26 pitches in the first game of the doubleheader, they started him again in Game 2. He lasted only a little longer and got the same result. Roy White's grand slam closed the book on Wood for the day. All told, he pitched 4 1/3 innings, gave up 13 runs, and lost both games. Who would have guessed? In Wilbur Wood's 8-game winning streak against the Yankees, he completed every game.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Tough loss last night. Whenever you have a 3-0 lead after 6.5 innings, you expect to win and to have it turn into a defeat. Always tough to swallow.
Yeah, it is. In this ballpark, it always seems to happen quick. And they did a good job of putting some at-bats together. Once again, they score with two outs quite a bit, and they pull away with a win. And we look up, and Dallas Keuchel threw very well. Our bullpen had a rough night. And ultimately, you never feel like you have enough runs against a guy that we never faced before. So we walk away thinking we should have won that game, but quick turnaround now for the day game. We need to move on.
Last play of that game in the 10th inning.
Long set. Now the 1-2. Ground ball hit against the shift left side. That's backhanded by Correa. Trying to score now is Simeon. Throw to the plate is offline. Simeon scores, and the A's win it in the bottom of the 10th, 4-3. A broken bat, ground ball off the end of Reddick's bat. Correa got it, moving to his right. Simeon never stopped running. Correa's throw a bit up the first baseline, and the A's with the come-from-behind win.
And Correa was caught off guard that they ended up going. A couple of extra steps running once he caught that ball. I think he thought the play was going to stop. But Ron Washington, Simeon had different ideas, and they stole one from the Astros.
Stole one in every sense of the word. Astros blowing a 3-0 lead in this game as the A's have taken the first two in the series.
Looked like pretty good base running by Simeon. Obviously a tough play for Correa, generally not expecting the runner to try and score there.
Yeah, there's no read for Simeon. He's just going to go as soon as the ball is put in play, so that helped him. As the ball was fading away from Correa, I didn't know if he was going to get to it. Once he got to it, there's the off-balance throw home. And there was an indecision on whether or not he was going to go or not. And I didn't see if they sent him or if he just went on his own. But a tough way to lose the game on a weird play that they get a broken bat single. Simeon got on by a broken bat single. Then there's a walk. Then there's the infield single, and you walk away with a loss. But that's baseball, and you end up making adjustments and trying to do better today.
We talked about Keuchel before yesterday's game and how it seems like we've gotten past the, why is Dallas Keuchel struggling? He's obviously been pitching a lot better and turned in a really good game yesterday.
He did, and at the end it was a shame because he's a one pitch away with a double play for Smolinski and he's out of the game, and he controlled contact so well, gave up the double, and then obviously Giles came in and we still had the lead after that inning, albeit a one-run lead and couldn't close it out. But good sign that Dallas Keuchel's getting ground balls. He's also getting a few punch outs here and there, and he's leaving outings feeling very comfortable about himself, and that should pay dividends for his next 10 starts or so.
You look at the last three games, two of them losses, pitching staff with six or more walks in all three games, and that's really been uncharacteristic. I haven't really seen that from this team, and it's come back to bite them a little bit.
It's not our style. We don't do that very often, and when you do, you get reminded of why you don't want to do it. Give free base runners, it changes the batting order, it gives them opportunities. It's a free 90 feet for him. We're usually pretty good on the other side of drawing a few walks. But I think our staff has earned the right to struggle a little bit. We need to pick them up, and we've had run scoring opportunities to overcome it. But I expect our guys to throw more strikes moving forward.
You were talking the other day before one of the games here in Oakland about Altuve after he'd had a four-hit game in Seattle, about how it's amazing he hasn't had a five-hit game, and there are not many guys you say that about. He picked up another four-hit game yesterday, and it's amazing he hasn't had a five-hit game yet. Also, it's amazing he hasn't hit for a cycle yet. I think it's the third or fourth time he's been one-hit shy of that cycle.
I know, and last night I thought he was going to do it naturally with a single, then a double, then a triple, then the home run. So what an amazing season he's having because he's an amazing hitter and continues to spark us, to lead us. He's an exceptional hitter to be around, and I never say never, but I don't know when the cycle's coming. I'm sure it will come. I don't know when the five-hit game. I'm sure it's coming. It's nice to have the best player in the league on our team.
Now it's Jose Altuve. He is 3-for-4, a homer shy of a cycle. He has scored twice.
Now batting.
Think about Altuve coming into this series, just a 194 hitter against the Oakland A's this season, 363 against the rest of the league, but he has five hits in this season already, so he's rectified that.
Three straight multi-hit games for Altuve, starting with that four-hit game he had in Seattle on Sunday. Pitch on the way. And Altuve rifles it into right center field. A base hit. Another four-hit game for Jose Altuve. His second four-hit game. in the last 3 days.
Man, he is just silly. Sitting about 420 on the road this season.
That's the sixth four-hit game for Altuve this year. And the 17th of Jose's career.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
0-1. And Springer drives this pretty deep to center field. It backs up Chris, still going back at the wall, looking up. See you later! Straight away center field for Springer's 21st homer of the year. And the Astros lead it 2-0.
Second home run for George on this road trip. Now has 21 on the season. And how high up did that go on the wall up there?
Now batting.
Yeah, he hit that. And then the green batter's eye, which serves as a batter's eye for baseball, but for football they use that area. They put some seats in there when the Raiders play.
He hit that three-quarters of the way up that wall.
Yeah, he did. The 21 home runs for Springer is a new season high. He hit 20 home runs as a rookie in 2014, did that in 78 games as a rookie, hit 20 homers. This is Springer's 94th game this season.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.